Welcome to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? You have a script for me to read? I'd love to. But first this. Over the years, I've been damn hell lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear ding-dongs and ho-hos, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Sure, if you're going to be a horse's ass. Let's see. Here's one. The names Mathow and Lemon may sound like the fresh fish of the day to you, but every day on the set with those two meant studying at the feet of great alchemists. But I digress. Folks, not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, then offered it as a podcast of this seemingly magical process? And what if I called it, Alchemy, my boy, you don't look a thing like me? Well, after months of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to episode 7 of Alchemy This. Let's meet our group of alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, why does John Woo need white doves to take flight in his films?
It's symbolism.
Yes. And turning up next is Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, where do you get the nerve?
Oh, I got it from my mom.
Look, everyone, it's Joey Greer. Hey, Greer Co., when is enough too much?
When it is.
That's exactly right. Somebody help him down. And what would a super team like this be without Mr. Craig Kakowski? Ooh. Craig Mason, when you coming home?
When I'm coming home in the fall.
One of the best. Last, but fooey on you if you think him least, Mr. James Heaney. James, can I call you Inigo Montoya?
That was my father. You can call me Inigo Montoya Jr.
So good. Scene number one. Yes, everyone loves to go to the doctor and or dentist. First up, a doctor played by Vanessa with an x-ray for a patient played by James.
Oh, sorry about that, Mr. MacArthur. That's my text tone.
Okay, it's fine. You said it was really important that
is.
I came today.
Oh, so my boyfriend is sending me the silliest little, what are they called when it's a picture but it shudders?
It's an emoji.
No, it's a real picture and it shudders.
Oh, it's a GIF.
Oh.
It's a GIF. Listen.
Yes. We're still in that phase where the texting is fun.
I had to take an early lunch break from work to come down to see you. I don't know what.
Oh, yes.
This has gotten me kind of nervous.
Well, you should be. Let me just pull your file, which I put it over. Andy?
Yeah?
Where are the files? I had all the files in a stack and there were x-rays on.
I took them home.
What? Just now?
To organize them.
After breakfast?
Yeah, I went home real quick to organize them.
Well, Andy, I needed those files.
Okay, I will be right back.
Okay, thank you. So you and I...
Dr. Shrine, just you must remember what it was. Can't you just tell me?
Here I am.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I live...
That's right.
Upstairs.
I forgot.
I sleep here.
Okay. Thank you very much. And that's not a violation of any codes. So, may I call you Arthur?
I would prefer it, yes.
Great, because we're about to get pretty personal.
Thank you.
Let me turn on. There we go. Now, you see what I see?
I mean, it's, to me, I'm just a layman, I guess. I don't know what I'm looking at. It's an x-ray.
It's an x-ray. Very good. One for you. Andy, mark one up for Arthur. But do you see all the tumors?
I don't. What part's the tumors?
Oh, well,
oh my God,
it's,
how many are on there?
No, it's mostly tumors.
I had no... Where?
Well, you were
Which
concerned
part?
About the bubbling of your skin, and what we found out is it's caused by just all the tumors.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Can you just point one of the tumors out of the x-ray?
One's right there.
But
there's another one
like...
over it. There's one
but
you can
all...
see popping out from
oh
underneath.
My God.
We got good news and bad news. Arthur, I'm going to need you to calm down. Arthur, you're in my office. You're scaring the people in the waiting room. Arthur! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I don't... Oop. Oh, it's a duck. A duck
doing?
That can't quite cross the street. He's not
Please.
Quite brave enough. Arthur.
Please, I've got a family.
Shh, 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 shh. So do we all. You can't be born without having a family.
No,
so
I mean, that's, yes.
No,
I've
got
a wife
but it's
and
not
kids.
Special. Listen, okay. What I can tell from the x-ray is we've got to do a little poking around in there, a little prodding, because we've got tons of tumors. More
but
than
that's my head.
It sure is, and it's got just grapes worth. But if we get in there, you know what? We could find out it's not as bad as it looks.
Okay.
We can. You're still functioning. You're still crying, speaking, driving. You just have some headaches, right? Uh-huh. That was your main symptom. Was there anything else?
That was the headaches, but they are bad headaches.
Well, obviously, because your skull is bursting with tumors.
Oh, boy.
But.
This is the worst thing I could have ever gotten.
We've made. No, it could be much worse.
Really?
Yeah. I could know what the tumors are. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
So I just wanted to schedule a surgery for ASA possible.
Well, I can clear the day. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's
you know what?
Let's do this
actually,
right now.
Well, today is not great for me, but. And then. Me and Dan are going to Cancun tomorrow, but I get back on the following Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that too long?
Well, I don't know because I honestly don't know what's in there, sir.
Oh, God.
Arthur, you're getting a kind of bedside relationship most doctors don't provide anymore. So I would change your attitude. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm very thankful.
So, I get back Wednesday. Gonna be a little jet lagged. I can get in there Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And by get in there, I'm going to need a sucky thing. Andy, are you getting this?
Yes, sucky thing.
We're going to need a sucky thing. We're going to need more pokey things than usual. We're going to need a few buckets. And bring the fam.
Bring the family?
I think you should definitely bring the family.
And they can meet my family. They're all upstairs.
Yeah, Andy's family. They're very warm people, too. Small but warm.
Small. Yeah, well, they are shorter than normal.
So I will see you Thursday if we're all good.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
And we'll just get in there, poke around, see what. Oh, do you want to see or no?
No, please don't show it.
Oh,
to
I respect
me.
That.
I don't want to see it.
And up until next Thursday, some advice would be, you know, if you're not doing what you love, maybe change that.
Okay.
Just do all the things you love.
Okay.
You've got to weaken some change to really live your life.
What?
Just in case.
Okay.
We don't know.
We don't know. Okay. Do you mind if I sit in the lobby for a little bit while I calm
Andy,
down?
No, we do mind.
Okay.
You're a little shaken up.
I just don't know if I'm ready to drive.
Can you take him out the back door?
Yeah, and we do not validate. I hate to say that, but we don't validate.
You
don't.
You're out of the office to
I'm
say
sorry.
That,
okay.
Andy.
By the way, I have a
that
casserole.
That reflects poorly on me. What?
I have a casserole going.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is it the potato one?
Come on, sir.
Okay.
Arthur, best of luck this next.
Okay.
I hope to see you Thursday.
Right.
And now we switch over to dentistry. It's a buffet line of a dentist conference. Any two?
No, I mean, that's what I've been telling him. It's not about the gums, per se.
Right, right. You know? No, you gotta dig a little deeper and see what's in there.
You gotta get down to the root. God, I haven't seen you since, what was it?
When was it?
It was 2 years ago, Wyoming Dental Conference. I believe it was.
Laramie.
Yep. That's where it was.
Yep, Laramie.
Oh, my God. You gave that fantastic talk on
orthodonture.
Orthodonture. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah. Still sits with me.
Headgear versus face gear.
Yeah, and the conversation continues.
Well, I know where you are. I know where you are on that.
Yes, you do.
On that side of the line. You know.
Oh, I'm almost
let's try not to come to blows this weekend.
Okay. Hey, I'll keep my headgear away from your face.
And I'll get my face gear away from your headgear. All
right. Pardon me. I'm trying to get to the potatoes.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Well, you're standing in front of the potatoes.
Well, you can walk around.
But then if I go around, I won't make it to the potatoes.
You know, one of the fantastic things about it is that it's not only we're trying to solve a problem in two different ways.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And what do they always say? Competition breeds
insanity.
Look who's here.
Hey, rascals. Nipple.
Oh, you get it every time.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for the taters, and I'll stay for the headgear.
Well, we'll clear for you to get some taters, Dan.
Come on in.
Thank you
so much. Excuse me, guys.
I am taking them all.
Whoa. Hey, pal. Let the lady get her taters.
Thank you. Hi.
Have some manners.
Chivalry, please.
Oh, my gosh. Deb, are you okay?
I'm fine. I hope I'm fine.
Is there an issue?
Is there?
I'm pretty sure this is a conference for dentists.
I'm a dentist.
Oh, are you?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Why don't I don't know your face.
Encino, California.
Encino. I've seen
Central.
The teeth in Encino.
That's rude. Dream
You're
smile.
The snarl master.
The Pardon cavities me? Are Encino.
Yes. Oh, great. That was good.
It sounded similar to Encino.
I like that.
That's what I was working off of there. Yeah, yeah.
Nipple.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're bleeding from your shirt.
Jesus. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
I'm getting real sick of this conference. Every year it turns into a goddamn frat party.
Well, that's dentistry.
No.
If you didn't want this, why didn't you get to be a doctor?
I'm going to change shit today.
Okay.
You in?
I mean, I've been kind of an outcast. You're the only one that accepts me.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we change stuff? Why don't we become the popular people?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted to be popular.
Put your visor on backwards.
Okay.
That looks good.
Damn.
That looks good, dude.
I think people are looking at me now. Oh, I'm going to get laid.
All right, I'm going to... Well, that's part of it. I'm going to turn my jacket inside out.
Well, that looks weird.
Okay, I'll put it back.
That looks weird.
Okay, I'll put it back.
No, it's cool. Actually, you know what?
What?
If we both do it inside out, it'll be like Criss Cross used to do.
All right, let's go. Okay, all right, now let's march over to the potatoes and take those motherfucking potatoes.
You got it.
All right, and...
So I said root canal. You're going to need
excuse
a
me,
trunk
excuse
canal.
Me. Right? Excuse me.
I'll give you a root canal up your butt.
Hello. Damn, I love it.
Excuse us.
Excuse me.
These potatoes are unbelievable.
Oh,
by
get out of my way.
Excuse
whoa,
us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Who are these new guys?
Encino Dream Smile.
Oh, same guy?
Yeah, represent. Do you guys got a problem?
Nipple is bleeding through your weird jacket. Oh.
I like to taste the blood.
Ew.
Ew.
But my patients never taste it.
Good.
Is that
okay,
a slogan?
Good.
I guess you don't do much surgery.
That's my slogan.
Okay.
Now, if you don't mind, my
Who's
buddy
your dweeb
and I.
Friend?
He's not a dweeb.
I'm not a dweeb. I want some goddamn potatoes.
All right, there's some over there.
Are those
on
those
my
are
plate.
Whole potatoes
same,
over there.
Those are the same ones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. See you guys. Pleasure, man. That was fun.
Your hand's full of blood. I'm not going to touch your hand.
Yeah.
You just
Come on, let's
kill.
These guys are losers.
What'd you just say to me?
Hey, come back.
What, me?
What'd you just
oh,
call?
Oh, there's something sticking out of the back of his pants. Can you get that for him?
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
That's called a super wedgie.
Ow!
Calling us losers? We're fucking dentists.
I've only got so many pairs of underwear here, guys. This is a convention.
Yeah, where do you practice, loser?
I'm in Encino.
Oh.
Well, you guys never been to Encino?
Oh, does somebody say E-Town?
E-Town.
He did.
You need some backup?
He said Encino.
Yeah. I mean, I need some backup. This guy and this woman touched my underwear, and now I've probably got streaks all over them.
That's disgusting.
It
all right.
Is.
Where are you guys from anyway?
Beverly Hills. You ever heard of it?
Oh, my God.
Of course. It's very close to Encino.
Yes.
Alhambra.
Alhambra?
That's right.
What state is that in?
It's close by. Don't worry about
it. Is it the state that we're in now?
It is very Californian.
And where are you from?
Sherman Oaks.
Okay, yeah, that's like the poor man's Encino.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa. Sherman, nope. Push.
Oh. Wait, did you push me after you said Sherman, nope?
After I said push, I pushed you.
All right,
you don't push on nope. You push on push, you
this
idiot.
This is supposed to be a conference about learning from each other and camaraderie.
No, it's a conference. About straightening things up, like teeth
How straight
and losers.
Do you feel with the goddamn scalpel next to your neck?
Do it.
Where'd you get
do
a scalpel?
It.
You're a dentist.
Do
I
it.
Got one from the street.
Do it.
I'm
don't,
gonna do it.
Don't let him slit my throat.
Do it. Do
I'm
it.
Gonna,
do it. Do it.
Here,
what?
Get away from the potatoes.
What?
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh my God! Give me that back.
And never. Before any more blood was shed, we take you to, in fact, Sherman Oaks, at a Barnes & Noble. Where a best-selling doctor/author is at a book signing as people line up.
To Edna, please.
To Edna.
Thank you. She's a huge fan.
This is great.
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Garmin Handgrave.
How are you? Who am I making this out to?
You can make it out to... Like, what's your favorite name?
I guess blank.
Oh.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Darman.
Great. I gave you your book back.
Oh, whoops. Didn't notice.
Hi.
Oh,
hi. I'm sorry.
It's
did
okay.
I?
No, I'm done. I think my turn's
you are
over.
Done.
I elbow you in the face. And,
okay, it's okay.
I just want to say that your book changed my life. I'm never going to go to the doctor again because I was able to diagnose myself via your book.
Good.
And now I'm not wasting time, you know, Googling ailments of like everything's right there in the book. I'm pretty sure I have low-grade inflammation. I don't know, but I don't know if you want me to go through my symptoms or anything. Or
please.
I get constant headaches. I have hives all over my body. Depression. I'm an addict. Addicted to a lot of things, you know, screen time, cocaine, and I also there's a weird thing going on with my ankle. So I don't know what it is exactly, but it's a little sore. Like mostly in the mornings, once I start moving around, it starts to feel better. But it's always really sore in the morning. What do you think that all could
be? Who should I make this out to?
Edna.
This man's having a heart attack. Is there a doctor here? Doctor, can you help us out?
Hold on. Let the heart attack patient diagnose themselves first.
Wait, what?
Do you think you're having a heart attack?
I can't tell. I just can't feel my arm. It's okay. All limp.
Well, then everything, we should all settle down until we know for sure that they know they're having a heart attack.
Okay, well, I'm going to look through your book here. Okay, chapter two.
Quick, something's wrong with my chest. It's closing in.
Are you in pain? Check.
Okay, go to chapter four.
Okay.
Four. Chapter five says trust your gut. What does your gut say?
My gut says heart attack.
Okay. What does his gut say?
Gut says heart attack.
Oh,
okay, chapter four says look inside, and are you making this up?
Get inside. Somebody get inside him. Somebody get inside him right now to make sure he's not making it up.
Okay, open your mouth, sir.
What do you find? Do you feel anything?
I feel back at his throat.
Okay, is it wet? Is it dry?
It's dry.
Okay, does that mean it's hard or soft?
Soft.
Okay, do you find ripple edges or did you find coarse edges?
Coarse.
Okay, that gentleman right there is having a heart attack.
Bravo, doctor.
Amazing.
Bravo. Wow. That was so good.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to buy another copy.
Me too.
All right.
This guy's dead.
He just had a heart attack. The doctor said so.
I just said so.
I guess they don't need to do an autopsy, which is great.
Yes, that saves some money.
Pretty straightforward. I don't usually do this, but...
you can do a reading?
I'll do a reading. Everybody just sit in Indian style or however you feel most comfortable.
Crisscross applesauce.
I realized then that it was up to me and only me to make a change in the medical field. Why is it that a doctor takes an oath but then forgets that oath, as if the oath wasn't even an oath, more of something said at the very end of graduation in order to get a degree and then to leave to become a doctor? I decided to make my own oath, an oath that started with a word and ended with a punctuation, an oath that would summon a new era, a time in which all of us could say these words with that punctuation. But to come up with the words and the proper punctuation would take time. It would take effort. It would take focus. I realized at that moment that I had to go back home to where everything began.
Yeah.
Encino, California.
Let's travel all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a low-budget horror film is being shot. We first join our wardrobe supervisor, Joey, who's with the female lead, Vanessa, in her trailer.
Well, why isn't it fitting right? Everything I've given you so far is in the dimensions you've given us.
I have dyslexia.
Okay. So I'll just flip the numbers then.
I guess flip the numbers.
Okay. But what's you seem so uncomfortable.
This dress hurts.
Okay, well, that's just the film. You're gonna have to be wearing uncomfortable things. You know, you're Oh, what's going on?
Nothing.
Jessica, what is it? What is it?
Troy, we're not friends. I'm a movie star, and you're just a clothes guy. You can't possibly. You couldn't understand.
I don't know your stardom. I don't. You know that I don't.
You don't understand my stardom.
But I know emotion. And I know feeling hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it directors? Is it the other actors?
Mm-hmm.
Closer.
Keep kissing.
More. Family. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Is that, yes? Mm-mm. No. So, craft services. Mm-mm. Someone on set. Someone production. Production. Mm-hmm. Production. Okay. Mm-hmm. Production team. Okay. This is the writers. This is, okay. Even more on set. People mm-hmm. literally mm-hmm. on set. Lighting. Set design. Mm-hmm. Wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
2 minutes, Vanessa.
I'll be right there.
Wow. The way you can just switch over like that.
I'm an actor. I can do that any time I want.
Stop acting in real life.
Try.
Jessica, Vanessa, please.
I'm Jessica inside of Vanessa out there, and you know it.
I know that. Feel with me here.
I'm just a wardrobe guy. I feel cloth. I don't feel emotion that often.
You told me you could feel emotion just moments ago.
I could feel
it. Troy! These dresses, these pants, these blouses. They're all making me hate my physical form. And to do my best out there, I have to know, I have to believe I am the best.
You are.
You're making me feel puffy.
No. It's literally the costumes that are puffy. It's not you.
Why are they puffy?
You're a smoke creature. You puff out. That's what you do.
Why am I the smoke creature?
Let's take us all on the opposite side of the set as the director, played by Chris, is sitting at Video Village watching take after take.
And cut! Good guys, back to one, please.
That was really good.
Fucking garbage.
Wait, let's get away from the set really quick.
No. This is my fucking set. Mm-hmm. Everyone can know what I think, and I think it's garbage.
Okay. It's just the morale.
I went to the University of Southern California.
Yeah?
But I made 3 short films. I think I know what the fuck I'm doing here.
They were great. I mean, they were fantastic.
Listen, when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so why don't you just hold that script and make sure they get word for word.
Well, some of this is grammatically incorrect. It's hard for them to say these things because it's just not the way people talk.
Well, here we go again. All right, guys. We all set? And word for word. If anybody messes up one word, you let me know.
Roll okay. Sound. Speak.
Action.
This town is overrun with zombies.
What are we going to do, Sheriff?
Well, we're going to kill them. We're going to kill them one goddamn fucking motherfucking cunting zombie at a time.
Jesus, some of those people are our family.
And cut.
Some of that profanity seems excessive.
It's...
Oh, you're a writer? Bob, come here. Come here, bud. Come here.
Bob, don't do it. Don't go.
No, I didn't know. Everybody, Bob is also a writer. Here, give me the script.
No.
Give me the script. Don't script.
Actually, I have done some writing.
Well, great. Here's a pen, and why don't you go ahead and rewrite this scene? We'll wait.
I'm just wondering if we can cut cunting. It's particularly gratuitous.
Hey, you're the writer now.
All right.
Cut cunting.
I'm going to...
And I'm wondering, my part is mostly just hissing.
And what are you wondering?
Well, I know I'm the smoke monster, but I was also told I was the lead. And yet here I am in a puffy, puffy outfit hissing.
Well, maybe Bob will write you some more dialogue.
Could you, Bob?
Well, I don't know that we need to get into that. I don't want to give notes to a fellow actor.
God.
It's not giving notes, it's giving me lines, Bob. I'd like lines, I'd like human words to say, Bob.
When's the last time either of you felt something?
5 minutes ago.
Right now.
I mean, really, really felt something.
Right now, I feel very frustrated, very confused.
I'm starting to agree with
Bob. And yet, I see none of that on camera. I see you doing your impression of what you think an actor should be doing, rather than having organic moments coming alive on screen.
He's masturbating.
That's not cool.
I have my process. You have your process.
Hey, Chief, maybe we go back to one and do another take.
All right. This is the man. This is the man I listen to.
Okay.
This is the man
AD,
I listen to.
But I got to keep things moving.
This is the man I listen to.
Clock running.
Put this back up. Set that up.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Back to one.
Here we go.
Roll sound. Spring.
Action.
There's zombies all over town.
What are we gonna do, Sheriff?
We're going to kill them, one zombie at a time. One goddamn fucking motherfucking zombie at a time.
But some of them might be our family.
Look out, there's a smoke monster.
Cut. Hey, bud, what's your name, man?
Huh?
What's your name?
Chim?
Chim?
Yeah.
All right, Chim. Chim, let me ask you a question. So you think take for take, you can just switch up your accent. It can come willy-nilly.
Well, Bob got to write, in fairness to Chim. Bob just got to write.
What was your name again? Jessica?
Vanessa and Jessica.
Yeah, that's confusing to all of us.
Well, I have one name in my trailer and one name on the set. So Vanessa right now. Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you so, you just much. Relax. Yeah, I feel amazing about my performance. I love the role.
And you're, that
what
thing,
an honor.
Your wardrobe's really tight.
Outfit.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
really
thank
tight.
You.
Thank you, Troy. For, that's a good outfit. Now you, Chim.
Chim's doing great.
Oh, I'll ask him if he is. How are you feeling, bud?
All right.
Where'd you train, by the way?
Chim's a local hire.
Yeah, kind of just trained up by my buddy, somebody at the park. We just would do put on plays for each other.
Simon, you
oh, God.
Cannot do
put
that.
Put that away.
Tell me more, tell me more about that.
Oh,
God. No, this is real. This is outsider acting
right
here.
I love that men are seeing this for once. This is what happens. This is life.
Hey, Chief, what do you say? We take him back to the ones.
Okay. I will finish eventually. And here we go. I'm thinking this is the one, guys.
Real sad.
I'm watching the script.
Okay. Action.
There's zombies all over this town.
What are we gonna do, Sheriff?
Well, Chim, we're going to...
Wait, hold on, Cut. Cut, did you use his real name? Is that...
That can't be his real name.
Is that part of
that
your rewrite?
That can't be his real name.
It's my real name.
Chim Macquarie.
My father named me after him.
Okay, all right.
What was his name?
Chim.
One last idea. One last idea. You're all inspiring me, okay? Get rid of the script. Jessica, Vanessa,
wait,
you want to use words? You use words.
I felt it's been weird holding it in every scene as well, so.
Well, that's on you. So, Chim?
I didn't have a script because I just had to hiss, so this will be fun for me. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, great.
Then what the hell am I supposed to do?
I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go pull out my zipper and get me the fuck off before this next take ends.
That's not what a
script
supervisor
does. Here we go.
I truly love that there are witnesses.
Roll sound.
I'm loving this.
Go.
Spade.
Action.
There's zombies and smoke monsters all over this goddamn town.
What are we gonna do, Sheriff?
Well, Chim Macquarie, just like your father before you, you're going to kill these zombies. These cunting zombies!
Yes! Yes, cunt! We got it, everybody! We got it.
Just in time. And I mean just in time. did you get some on you?
That was fucked up.
Anybody?
That's real life, guys.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna take you now.
Did you really have to jerk off, Chris?
To the. That's called professionalism, Joseph.
Thank you.
By avowal. This is a cult recruitment kiosk down at Venice Beach, California.
I feel fresh. I feel refreshed. Which level are you on?
I'm still at basic.
I'm at basic. I just joined yesterday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I did hear you can like level up pretty quickly if you
if
you accelerate the stars.
Oh, the thing that they're talking about accelerating the stars, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh, that's okay. Isn't the beach beautiful?
Let me see.
What do you mean, let me see?
I wanted to take a moment to look at the beach.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm looking for the famous weight lifting place. Just want to get some weights in.
Maybe you want to lift some spiritual weights with us right now.
You want to flex?
Well, yeah, I'd love to. Yeah.
Have you felt love before?
Yeah.
Have you been safe?
Yes.
Has anyone ever touched your hair really, really slowly so you could feel like there's life in every strand?
I don't know.
Have you thought that the beach looks beautiful?
I don't know.
Take a look.
Let me look.
What is going on?
What do you think?
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. The ocean is beautiful.
Okay. I'm basic level.
We're both. Hey, do you like clubs?
Yeah.
Me too.
Do you like friends?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you afraid of dragons? Good. Do you respect things you're afraid of?
Yeah.
Even better.
Will you put your hand in front of your face?
if your hand is smaller than your face.
Do I have cancer?
Yes. Put your hand in front of your face, please.
Oh!
This is bad news.
Why?
You're sick. I mean, don't worry. We're all sick.
You're going off script.
I'm feeling it right now.
You joined a Dago. We don't do that.
Hello, my children. Looks like we have a new friend. Who's our new friend here?
Osama.
I should get out of here.
No.
You should not get out of here.
You come here. Come here.
Dago, I would love to introduce you to mortal number 532.
Mortal number 532. Come here. Hug me.
My name is Dennis.
All right, mortal. Come in for a good hug.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, touch his hair while I hug him.
Okay.
Dable, I still haven't gotten my name yet.
Okay, you'll get it soon. Just let me finish this hug out.
Okay.
Your hair smells good, 532.
Thank you.
It's Dennis.
He doesn't say that to everyone. Oh, Dable, he's afraid of dragons.
Oh, here, you can let here. Put your hand in front of your face.
Okay, I already found out I have cancer.
Oh, good. Who showed you?
He did, but we're not supposed to.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. I just...
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Yes.
Well, he did it, so I really appreciate him helping me out. I didn't get your name, but thank you.
Well, my name is Dayway.
Dayway.
What?
And thank actually, you, Dayway. If you like my teachings, perhaps we could take a little 2-minute walk.
Wait, excuse me. Dayway. Excuse me. Dayway, you're
he
number...
Said, no, his name is not Dayway.
No. Mortal number 436... Mortal 436, you are out of line.
Thank you.
I'm going to get out of here.
No.
532, stay.
532, stay. 436, I want you silent. Silent.
And I can still talk.
Of course, 322.
Thank you.
Dayo, the helicopter is prepared.
Okay, well, we better go. Number 111, escort us now.
I'm just going to go to the gym.
No, 532, you got to come with us right
532,
now.
Come with me. Come with me, 532, if you want to live.
Are we all going to the same place?
I want to get on the helicopter.
It's so beautiful. You'll love it there.
Do you like the ocean? Do you hate dragons?
Yes to both.
We all hate dragons.
We all hate dragons.
We all hate dragons.
And we've got a helicopter to Catalina.
Catalina?
Catalina.
Catalina.
Everyone beat on your chest to simulate the sound of a helicopter. That's what it's going to sound like when we're there.
Okay, there's the helicopter.
Dayo, I'm not going.
You have to come.
I'm not.
It's 436. No big deal. He just joined yesterday. He doesn't need to come.
That's right. It's no big deal. So just let me go.
Let him go.
Back at the Venice Police Department, Day One, whatever the new recruit's name was, Dayo. Speaks to an officer.
I mean, I don't know. Is it kidnapping? I mean, I was there voluntarily, but like...
Then you were there voluntarily and then you left voluntarily?
Yeah. Yeah, but...
I'm going to say it's not kidnapping.
Well, hold on. But wait, sir, just one more second.
Yeah.
But while I was there, I felt uncomfortable and they told me I should stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to press some kind of charges. Something illegal happened for sure.
Okay. Did you witness anything illegal?
Can
you give me an example of something you saw that you thought might have been?
I think one of the members has a weed card from the weed doctor.
Okay.
And that's not a real doctor.
No, it's not a real doctor, but, you know, it's totally legal in Los Angeles and in Venice now. I mean, come on. I have a weed card. Oh. Look, it sounds like this is something you want to talk about with a therapist.
No, I think somebody should be arrested. Maybe I should be arrested.
I'm not going to arrest you, man.
Please?
Somebody asking to be arrested?
Yeah, me.
Hey, I'll take him.
All right.
May I?
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, pal.
Puppy.
I'm turning you over to Carl.
Come here.
Hi, Carl.
Oh, you're cute, aren't you? What'd
you
do, huh?
I was abducted, but
now you were.
I may start doing some abducting. I don't feel safe.
You're going to start doing it? What?
I might start abducting people. Carl, look at me.
I am looking at you.
But like closer.
No.
Please?
No. Oh.
All right, come on, pal.
Wow. Wow. Whoa.
Look, I'm a little out of sorts right now. Okay, I spent
Kiss
a lot of time.
Me very gently.
On the Venice.
That was gentle.
That was a gentle.
Usually gentle.
One quick question. Are either of you afraid of dragons.
I mean,
I don't like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't like them in the show, but I like that girl.
Yeah, I like Khaleesi.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
when
the
she's
girl.
There, I don't feel as scared of
because
the dragons.
Because she's in control.
She's in control.
They respect
of them.
Her. So yeah, no.
So you're not afraid of dragons?
No, because if Khaleesi can control them, then what have we to fear?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been a weird little moment for
no,
me.
No, you're arrested.
Oh, I'm still arrested for sure?
Yeah, you went through intake with him. I've got cuffs on you. This is, you're a prisoner now.
Oh, I turned you over to Carl.
Oh.
And once you're with me, I get to do whatever I want. No more smooching. No more. One more.
Mm. Wait, you kiss back.
Shut up.
Let me ask you something. Is this better or worse than being in a cult?
It's worse.
Okay. All
it's
right.
It's good, because
so,
that's what we're aiming for.
There you go.
Yeah, because if it's
but
too...
isn't this kind of like a cult?
No.
Don't you follow rules?
This is the Venice Police Department.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So...
I mean, we follow, you know, the laws of the state, the laws of the county,
the
and then the regulations
the
within the force.
And then we have our own sort of vibing out sort of thing we do when we don't know exactly where something falls. We just vibe it out.
Okay, so that sounds like a brotherhood of sorts.
Yeah, kind of like a bro code.
Yeah, but we also have women that we include.
Sure, sure,
so,
sure.
Because we got it now.
Yeah.
And are those women...
And dogs.
Yeah.
Right. The dogs are like people. They're so amazing.
Do you eat the dogs?
And never.
Do you sleep with all the women here?
What?
No.
Then it is... Okay, you're right. It's not a cult. I thought. I was trying to
I'm just going to lock you up now, if that's okay.
Yeah. Under what charges?
You said you wanted to be a prisoner.
Fair.
Well, look at what I got in here. Hey, who's this new fish you brought in for me?
Oh, he turned himself in. Have fun, Tinko.
Oh, you know why they call me Tinko?
Let me guess.
All right.
You like to tinker with trains.
That's it. That's why they call me Tinko.
You know why they call me Dayway?
I don't know.
Because I'm the next...
coming of a cult leader or something
that's
like that.
Exactly
I
right.
see
in
your eyes.
Exactly
I can see
right.
your eyes.
This is so weird.
Oh my
so
God.
Weird.
Oh my God. Oh, whoa. What the fuck? What the fuck,
no,
man?
No,
oh,
no,
whoa.
No. That's a greeting. It's a salutation.
The fuck back, man.
No, it's a greeting. It's a greeting. It's a
are
greeting.
We okay in there?
Yeah, this guy's just trying to get up in my mouth.
He kissed me too.
The fuck? Hey, well, hey.
Hope he's not messing with your train set, Tinko.
Nobody messes with my train is set. Come here. Yeah. Come here.
Closer?
You know what model train that is?
Looks like, I mean, I'm guessing here an S-900.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. A lot of people don't get that. They think it's an S-800.
Well, I could see, because it has the
two lines
highlights.
On the lights, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like you want a problem here, but I feel like this is all good. Don't kiss me, please.
Come on.
Anybody want some cat food?
Oh, yeah. Snake it through the bars.
There you go.
Oh,
eat up, little pussies.
Oh, this one's wet. Get it while you can. Dayway, get it while you can. It's wet.
I'm not eating.
What?
I'm fasting.
For?
Weight loss.
Oh.
Give him 2 days. He's going to be craving that cat food.
You know that, Mahoney.
Hey, Tinko, your S-1000 just got here.
Oh, yes.
Where do you want us to put it?
Oh, leave it outside. I'll play with the stick in here first.
Fair enough.
Tinko, what did you do to get in here?
I murdered a whole bunch of people.
But people, they seem to love you here.
Well, it's... charisma, personality, you know?
You got that X factor.
Yeah.
No, you do.
Come on.
I'm serious. There's this thing about you, like a vibe.
Whatever.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You ever thought about running your own cult? You've got that thing, man.
I don't know. When I was a kid, and then when I became a teenager, and then when I became a young adult.
I hear you.
And then when I became an adult, I thought about a lot of things. Mm. And sometimes I would wonder, hey, why not be a part of some kind of institution where my voice was king, right? You know what I mean?
I'm going to sit in front of you, crisscross applesauce.
Why can't I be the conductor of not only my lives, but everybody else's lives?
Hey, do you guys mind if I listen into your conversation from next door?
Yeah, come on in.
I can't come through the bars, but I'd like to just listen. I like what you're saying. I'm going to sit crisscross applesauce.
Please, keep going. You have instructions for us?
Instructions.
Anybody want a drink out of a gerbil water bottle?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Carl, yeah!
Here you go. Little steel ball tickles, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, gerbils?
I'm fine. Carl, have you heard Tinko actually speak?
Tinko, he just tinkers with trains. He can't speak, except to say he likes the cat food.
I love the cat food. Tinko, come on. No. Stand up for yourself.
Tell your story.
Well,
how did he get in?
He's next door.
Yeah, no, but why are you in jail? Oh. You look so little and cute.
Oh, I was shoplifting on Venice Beach.
Ah, that feels right.
I thought it was, I don't know.
I'm done. No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
See you, Tinko.
Where was I?
You were a kid, and then you were a teenager.
Then I was a teenager, and then
you
a young adult. And then I was an adult.
I gotta go. Bye.
You thought about a lot of things, he said.
I did. Nah, this is stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's actually the most important thing I've ever heard.
Hey, Dayway, you posted bail. Bunch of people are here to bail you out.
No, thank you.
Hey, take this opportunity, man. Take this opportunity
I'm
for
not
someone
leaving
who's
you,
stuck
Tinko.
In here. Hey,
you are my savior now.
I got consecutive life sentences, and I'm stuck in this Venice.
Who do
jail.
I gotta kill? Come here, kid. Come on. I'll kill this kid for you. I want to stay here.
No, stop. You can't do that.
She's right.
Thank you.
Then tell me what I gotta do on my way out.
Hey, follow your dreams. Believe in yourself. Always know that there's another train around the bend. But you gotta lay down the tracks first before it gets to you.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so what if it doesn't got coal, doesn't got steam, it doesn't got gasoline?
Then that would make it a 12.50.
Exactly. 12.50. You know your trains. Man.
It's a guy with a shaved head and robe, bunch of people in robes. They're all very insistent that you come out.
Okay. Tinko.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
I hope not.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
They parked a helicopter on the roof. Yeah, it sounds just like that.
Okay. Bye, Tinko.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Mwah.
Tinko, at his 17th parole hearing.
Hello, y'all. Hello. I've made model trains for everybody.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Tinko.
Got a Thomas the Tank Engine that'll put everyone's face on the front. So.
Oh, that's
very cute.
No, I do not like Thomas the Tank Engine. Socialist dystopian nightmare.
Just a cartoon.
Well, that's you, Lynn. That's you, Lynn.
That is me. But I'm allowed to have an opinion.
You are allowed to have an opinion.
I can have opinions about anything I want.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you very much.
I think some people could argue you couldn't help but have an opinion.
I think some people could argue you're being argumentative.
Okay.
Well, let's get into Tinko's case. Tinko, it's good to see you again. Thank you again for the trains. Now, you murdered a bunch of people.
Lots of people.
Big fun. Mm-hmm.
So
I just have tally marks here. I can't quite count them up, but it looks like a lot of lines.
Yeah, so that's 1234 slash 1234 slash.
That's a 10.
Okay. 1234 slash
15.
Mm-hmm.
1 2 3. Oop.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Somewhere upwards of 15.
Should be more than that.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a few that we don't know about.
Oh,
okay.
Look, there's a post-it on the back.
Sorry to interrupt, everybody. Tinko, your S-1100 train kit just arrived. What would you like to do with it?
Just hold on to it.
Yeah.
Keep it warm.
You got it.
Bye, Malcolm.
Bye, Malcolm.
See ya.
So it sounds like you aren't even expecting to get out if you've got deliveries coming.
Well, you know what? If you're renting, it's still home, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I kind of look at this, where it's temporary.
I don't want to speak for the group, but I want to say this is too many dead people for him to get out on parole.
I don't know.
We probably should also transfer him to a maximum security prison rather than keeping him at the Venice police station.
Yeah, we were talking about that, but what happened with that?
I don't know.
Who
I think it's a paperwork
that?
Thing
oh,
or...
I mean, you know what? Way. I bet it was when we did... when there was that little executive shakeup and all those things. And then also there was that file cabinet that got wet.
A lot of things got dropped that week. Yeah. So.
That's on us.
I don't see him having any problems. They seem to like him at the Venice Police Department.
They do like him a
lot. There's no complaints. Yeah. I don't know why he needs maximum security.
He's been focused on his trains.
Very focused on his trains.
Tinko?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You know, when I was a kid. And then when I became a teen, and then a young adult.
That's very clear.
And then
clear.
An adult.
Mm-hmm.
I thought...
Do you mind if I sit down on the floor?
Yeah, please. Please. I thought to myself, God, you're making all these choices that are affecting not only
Get
your life, but other people's lives.
I'm sorry. I just feel comfortable. I'm going to cross my legs.
Why can't these choices that are affecting other people not only affect you, but the other people that you said that they were affecting, right? So...
Go with me here for a second here.
I'm there with you.
I'm with you.
If we believe... Touch my hand. Touch my hand.
Can I touch your hand too?
Great, I'm the only one that doesn't get it.
Touch my hand. Touch my hand.
Oh, thank you.
It's fun. But
if we all know that the feeling that we feel right now is real,
then why can't we all just be like that
forever? These words don't add up to sentences.
It feels real. Kill me, Tinko! Kill me! Choke me right here!
Oh, my God! Oh!
Dang
it! Malcolm,
take me to ecstasy!
Malcolm,
yes!
Tinko meets with his new attorney.
I love The Office.
Thank you. Thank you. I took those pictures myself, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got an eye.
Okay, buddy boy. So I'm looking at your files here. Seems like you killed some more people.
Can I say guilty without being charged?
Hey. No. I mean, you can, but you will be. Okay. I mean.
Is anyone wanting cucumber water?
Oh, actually, come in here for a second, Lisa.
Okay. Hi.
Lisa, this is Tinko. Tinko, this is Lisa.
Oh, it's a pleasure, I'm sure.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
Oh, wow. Nice hands.
Thank you so much. I purchased Lisa online.
What?
What? Okay, semantic.
I joined an online situation, and I...
It's a hiring site.
Okay.
This is not a bad, crazy thing.
I don't know.
I'm on LinkedIn, and he link up with me. Okay. Can't make it sound like that.
I paid $9,500.
You don't pay someone to hire him.
No, that's what he pays me for 3 months of working.
Wow, $9,500?
It's a little more than $3,000 a month. He didn't not buy me.
I bought.
He's trying to brag.
Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa, before you met me and before you came here to Encino, Venice, you lived in a village far, far away. And then
I was a temp there.
Okay.
So I was getting some work, and then I get on LinkedIn, and we link up, and now I'm hired. You didn't buy me.
Tinko,
Dave. He's bragging.
Dave, if you bought somebody, that's just going to fuck me up in court.
What do you mean? How's that going to affect you?
You're going to get in trouble with the law, man. You bought somebody.
Okay, fine. Then
Are you not hearing me saying I'm not been bought?
Lisa, I don't understand your accent, all right?
I'm not been bought. I'm a human person. I live in a two-bedroom, okay?
You live in two bedrooms? That doesn't make any sense, Lisa.
I'm telling you, man.
Dave, look. All right.
Okay.
You want water or not?
You want water, bud?
Slave water? No, I don't want that.
Okay. Yikesy. No.
That's what it is. You bought her, man. This is creeping me out, man.
Hey, we're here to serve you. Okay?
Okay.
All the people I buy, they're here to work for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait,
what? Everyone in this office is bought?
Yeah, I bought them all.
Jesus Christ. Lisa, how many people do you know from your old village at this office?
Mr. Dave, your car is ready.
Okay, come here.
Hey, Dad.
Come here for a
second. Dad?
Oh, my God. Now, I need you to meet this guy. I bought him 11 years ago, and it's been the best purchase I've ever
made. Hello, I am Dad.
What is your name?
His name is Dad.
We call him Dad.
Oh, so not like father, right?
He's my dad, but his name is Dad.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because where we're from, the name Dad doesn't mean dad. That word is a different word. So his name is Dad.
I can't understand a word you're saying, Lisa.
It conveys respect in an ironic way.
Oh, my God. Dave, I'm going to be honest. This ain't making my choo-choo run.
Come on. I want to make a choo-choo run.
I ain't vibing with this, Dave.
I want to make a choo-choo run.
Look, okay. Because of you.
Okay.
And because the people you work with, I can say this here.
Yeah.
Okay, not get in trouble with it.
Right.
Killed a couple people.
Uh-oh.
I know that. We knew that. Right? We all knew that. All
right?
We knew that.
So, when I was a kid, and then I was a teen.
Then you were probably a young adult.
Hmm?
Then were next to you a young adult.
I can't. Say again?
Never mind.
And then I was a young adult.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Dad, thank you, Dad.
I heard you. And then I became an adult. And when you become an adult, you make choices. And these choices affect other people.
He is for sure worse at talking than me.
Yeah, no, it's true. Those aren't sentences, Tinko. But speaking of sentences, you're looking at consecutive license.
Is that a good thing? That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a whole train, consecutive cabs, huh?
That's right, except there's one thing we can do to get you out. Tomorrow.
Oh, what is this?
Should we be in here for this? This feels fine. Above our sort of
I mean, look.
Station.
I own you. I let you run around the office, do whatever you
Jesus,
want to do.
Jesus, when you say I own you, what's that? That's where
I don't like
yeah,
it
this
either,
this is above my pay grade, which is zero.
Are you afraid of dragons?
Yeah.
Is my hair soft?
Can I touch it?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Do you think the beach is beautiful?
Let me look. Yeah.
Inko, I have a helicopter waiting outside for you right now.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah. It sounds like this. Okay.
Can I stop? Because yes, my bones hurt.
That's okay. Dad, you can stop.
Okay. My breasts hurt real bad.
There's a helicopter up on the top of this building. You can get in the helicopter and leave and nobody will ever find you again. Or we go to court tomorrow and boom, back in the slammer.
I'm not getting in a flying vehicle.
Can I also get in the helicopter?
I own you till 2019, so
this is not true.
I want to go as far away as possible.
You're going to die with me, Dad. I mean, together. So, Tinko, what do you think?
I think I only take trains.
But this is a train in the sky.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here we go.
Am I coming or no?
No.
Okay, bye.
I think I might have a tumor in my breast.
Read the book.
Okay, I'm on chapter 2 right now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it says, how do you feel?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I don't feel good.
Great, okay, so what does that say? That says go
to chapter 4.
Chapter 4, okay. Okay, open chapter 4.
Okay. Do you feel it in your heart?
And?
Well, it's near my heart because it's my breast.
So that's no. So what does it say? Where do you go for when it says no?
Go to chapter 11.
Go to chapter 11?
Okay. You're bankrupt.
Now take you to a nearby Chi-Chi's where Lisa has decided to try speed dating.
Hello, I'm Lisa. I like to have a lot of fun, but in a really normal sort of way. Nothing weird. Only fun. Love to eat food. Do not love to go for not eating food. Also love to go sleeping and hiking.
All right, let's
go.
Say then for the dates, okay? So let's just all everyone here.
Okay.
Let's just, before,
sorry.
Let's just, let's not everyone just shout out what we do. So let's just all have everyone find your name on the chair, and we'll begin in
what
five.
Do the letters for Lisa look like?
The open seat right there.
Okay,
the only
thank
one
you.
That's open is yours.
That's a great one. Wow.
And
pardon me, what's the time?
The time is...
I mean, limit? I mean...
Oh, you're going to have 30 seconds.
Uh-oh.
30 seconds, ooh. So get it out. Okay, ready? And
action.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Earl.
I'm Lisa. Wow. This is going to be good. Do you have a doll? What do you do?
I'm retired.
Great. So that sounds like a really relaxing time for you.
Are you going to eat those nachos?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to eat your nachos?
Well, no, I was going to give them to you.
Oh, okay. I'm done. What? I found a good one. I found a really good one.
No, sit down. We still have more to go. Sit down.
Wait, I don't want to swap, though.
I paid good money for this. I didn't get to talk to Lisa.
I want
to
keep my
okay,
one
okay, switch.
No.
I was just happy to hear that Chi-Chi's is still in business.
Bye.
All right. So you're with me now.
I'm not. I love that last man with the giving the nachos.
You gotta give me a chance.
No,
Lisa.
I don't.
You gotta give me a
no.
chance. Oh, it's hot in here. I gotta
take
my shirt off.
Like, oh no, thank you, yucky body.
Oh come on. I can shave this if you're not into hairy.
Okay. Now we're bargaining.
Right now. Okay.
So can I have those poppers?
The poppers?
The jalapeno poppers?
Sure.
Okay.
Switch.
Wait, she took my poppers.
Hi,
I'm Lisa.
I'm done.
Sir?
Yes.
We have some more seconds.
I'm done. I could tell by the first second.
I'm still in it, so let's keep going. You like to play cards? You like to build stuff with your hands out of weird things? Have you ever made food look like something that is not food?
No.
Hey, do these nachos remind you of, like, a famous person? And if so, who?
Five more minutes.
What if we have the same person?
Wait, what? Why is it five
minutes? If these nachos could talk, what would their voice sound like? I have an idea. What's yours?
I don't know. I just...
Well, the funny thing about tables is all the legs. What do they think they are, a cat? What do you like about cats? Hey. Come over here. I'm up here. Look at my eyes. Wow. Two of them. Oh, you like to collect jewels? You just got lucky. Priceless.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, y'all. Thank you so much for the speed. The last person you were with, you will be forced on a date with.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So just know that. That was part of the agreement.
What? No,
we
what
cut
agreement?
To that date now.
Oh.
TGI Fridays.
And look at what this body shape I can make does. What do you think about that? Is that more like a cactus or something?
Yeah, it looks like a cactus.
Okay, now we're having fun.
Here's the thing. I'm very wealthy.
Okay.
I'm also very, very ill.
Okay.
And I was looking to spend my last few...
I could take care of you. You don't look so heavy. I could lug you around.
How much do you cost? I want to buy you.
Lisa is not for sale and has never been for sale.
Okay, one order of rockin' sockin' jalapeno bourbon nachos.
Okay.
Those are just for her.
I like you.
And one order of hip hopper poppers.
Also, those are for her.
Those are also okay. Over here.
Anything else I can get you guys right now?
Some other popper. I think she was looking at some more poppers.
Yeah, I would like the, what are the, I can't quite make
grape
it.
Grape poppers?
Those are the ones.
Did you say grape poppers?
Grape poppers. We take grapes. We bread them, we deep fry them in
okay.
Bourbon.
Okay. Wow, right. I like them.
Yeah, they're
bring those out. Hey, who do you ever people tell you look like, I wonder?
A lot of people tell me that I look like Paul Reiser.
Okay. I was not thinking of that guy, but you know that
who
dog.
Who are you thinking
there's
of?
There's a cartoon dog.
Underdog.
No.
No.
No, he's more happier than that dog.
Oh, Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy?
No, he's not as silly as that one.
Hey,
it's a
boy,
tall,
a
sort
cartoon
of
dog.
Happy but stoic dog.
Right, right.
You see it? Manuel, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think you're referring to,
Is it Marmaduke?
Oh,
excuse me, sir.
It is Marmaduke.
Is it Marmaduke?
It is Marmaduke.
Why are you wearing
a Marmaduke dog?
I've never gotten that before. I
you
guess I
so
do look like
you.
Marmaduke. Yeah.
Excuse me, wait, did we just want to refills on the waters?
Also, why is this guy wearing a cape?
Was it Marmaduke?
Yeah,
I couldn't hear.
No, it was Marmaduke. It
just
was
no water.
Marmaduke.
That's all we wanted.
Sure. I'll get right to you, sir.
Yeah,
don't
thanks.
Worry about it.
I know
me
what.
And this guy need to play a game together on the same team because, wow, he is picking it up.
Lisa,
I love you.
Things are about to get dangerous.
Okay.
He's here for me because I'm an evil villain.
What is going on?
I have been hunting you for a long time, rich, wealthy, single man.
And sick.
And sick.
Oh, you're sick?
Are you seeing this?
My arch nemesis. Finally, I can confront you and kill this evil, but my hand is steadied by the fact that your life is being taken by time and sickness.
What's the takeaway? He will kill or no?
It turns out that time was our, both of our nemesis all along. Nemesi?
I don't know. Nemesi is singular, right?
Oh.
Or is that plural? Like cacti is plural. Nemesi
sir,
is plural.
Sir, you work here. Is it nemesi, nemesis?
Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Just want refills on the water.
Coming right up, sir.
I'm dying.
I'm Lisa.
This is Lisa.
Your protege.
Okay.
How much did you pay for this piece of
no.
trash?
No. Okay.
What's our bill, sir?
It's $5.
$5.
I'll pay it.
No, but that is not a bill from Lisa. Yes. That is for food.
If you pay it, she's yours, and I will
this
go to my car
is,
and die
I am not agreeing.
For $5, I get your protege.
You're levitating.
I am.
Wow.
The goodness inside of me lifts me up to from the ground up.
You pay this tab. Lisa's yours.
I do not agree.
And cut. That was fantastic. With me stepping into the director-writer role and you doing acting for once were fantastic.
I loved it.
I was shocked. I was shocked.
It
felt good.
I got to do a voice.
Yes.
I've been wanting to do a
yes.
voice.
Yes.
I thought it was good. I thought I did fine with my part.
Chim was amazing.
That was so good, Chim, as the man with the cape. Yes.
Guys, you were right.
Were we rolling on that?
I honestly didn't realize we were going. I thought this was a test shoot. There's no script
oh.
for this.
That's lunch!
I want to thank all the alchemists going around in the perfect order. James Heaney, what do you got for us?
I just had a great time.
Yeah, sure,
if
sure.
If you want to check it out on YouTube, The Real James Heaney.
That's beautiful. Vanessa Ragland, where can people catch you?
You could catch me on Twitter at Vanessa Ragland or... Sure. almost every night at Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth Theater at dynastytypewriter.com.
Yeah, Joey Grisher.
At Jebby Grieber. I'm not even going to try to spell it because I fucked it up last time. That's my Instagram.
Did you create that Instagram name?
I did.
And you're not sure how to spell it?
Well, you know, I want... There's illusion, there's magic, mm-hmm. you know
He's
how
not a good speller.
I'm not a good speller.
Thank you, though. Craigie?
At Kakowski on Twitter, at Craigslist PCast for the Craigslist podcast, and the Drunk History television program on Comedy Central.
Correct. Continue. We go over to Chris Alvarado for the wrap-up.
At Chris Alvarado.
So well done. A lesson to the rest of you. Doug Baum, our engineer. Let's hear it for Dougie.
Woo! Woo! Yo!
Rafael Brito, our sound foley. Everyone here at How Stuff Works Network, I want to thank each and every damn one of you. And here's the list now. Sophie? That's all I got. That's our show for this particular week. Until next time, Alchemy This.